Well, we have spoken a great deal about the cross of Jesus Christ.
我们已经讲了很多有关基督十字架的事。
And now we're going to talk some about his resurrection.
好，现在我们要讲论他的复活了。
But let's go to the Lord in prayer first.
我们先祷告。
Father, I thank you for this day.
父，我们为着今天感谢你。
And I praise you for your goodness.
为着你的美善，我们感谢。
Lord, strengthen us.
主，加我们力量。
In our minds, in our bodies.
我们的心，我们的身体。
Strengthen us, Lord, in our hearts.
还有我们的心。
That we might not only know your word, but that it might be applied.
好像我们不仅仅知道你的话语，更付诸于实践。
Lord, that we might be transformed by it.
好像我们的生命心意更新而变化。
Please help us, Lord.
主，帮助我们。
To do your will.
来行你的旨意。
To teach on your gospel.
教导你的福音。
Lord, we have taught many classes in the last few days.
主，我们这过去几天教了许多的课程。
But there is much more to do.
但是还有许多要完成的。
Strengthen us.
加我们力量。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want us to look in the book of Romans.
好，我们看罗马书。
Chapter 1.
第一章。
I'm going to read from chapter 1 and then from chapter 4.
还有第四章我们等会也会看到。
And we're primarily going to look at two verses that are extremely important with regard to the resurrection.
我们要看两段有关于复活的很重要的经文啊。
They tell us something of what the resurrection means.
它告诉我们复活的意义是什么。
Why it is so extremely important.
为什么基督的复活是如此的重要。
The first one is in Romans 1, 3 and 4.
好，第一段是罗马书第一章的三到四节。
It says, concerning his son who was born of a descendant of David according to the flesh, who was declared the son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead according to the spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord.
论到他的儿子，我主耶稣基督，按着肉体说是从大卫后裔生的，按着圣善的灵说是因从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Briefly, what this text is teaching us.
好，简而言之，这段经文讲的是。
Is that the resurrection was God's declaration?
好，基督的复活是神的宣告。
His great sign to the world.
是他给世界的一个大的证明。
That Jesus was exactly who he said he was.
耶稣基督就是他自己所说的那一位。
The Son of God.
是神的儿子。
Now, if you go over chapter 4,
再看第四章。
And you look in verse 25.
二十五节。
He who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Now, what does it mean he was raised because of our justification?
什么意思？他复活是为了我们称义呢？
The resurrection is proof.
基督的复活是一个明证。
That God accepted the atoning sacrifice of Christ.
神接纳了耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所献的挽回祭。
And that we truly now can be justified.
如今我们可以真正被神称义了。
Through faith in Jesus.
因着信耶稣基督，我们被称义了，这是证明。好。
I want to just read a few things here.
我要读一些我的稿子。
The historical resurrection of Jesus Christ is one of the great pillars of the Christian faith.
耶稣基督在历史上真的从死里复活了，这是我们信仰的。支柱磐石。
Now notice I say the historical resurrection.
你记得我说的是耶稣造在历史中的复活。
The word historical is very important.
这个历史这个字很重要。
And you need to use this term.
你也需要用这个词。
At least sometimes.
至少有时候要用啊。
Because sometimes you can say that you believe Jesus resurrected.
有时候你可以说你相信耶稣复活了吗？
And someone will say they believe the same thing.
他们会说我也相信他复活了。
But you're talking about two different
things. 你们两个讲的不同的事情。
We're not saying that Jesus simply came alive in spirit.
我们不是在讲他精神复活、灵里复活而已啊。
We are saying he rose from the dead.
我们讲的是他真是肉体从死里复活的。
His body came out of the tomb.
他的身体从坟墓里头出来了。
We're also saying that it was not symbolic.
我们讲的是不是寓意的，不是一个什么代表性的。
It was a real historical fact.
这乃是真实的历史的事实。
It was an event in history.
这是实实在在发生的历史事件。
Until a man believes in the resurrection, he is not a Christian.
除非一个人信了基督历史上复活，他就不是基督徒。
And until the resurrection has been proclaimed, the gospel's not been preached.
我们如果不传讲基督从死里复活，没有宣告这个事实，我们就没有传讲福音。
I want you to understand that the cross of Christ is center to the gospel.
我要你了解，耶稣基督十字架是福音的核心。
But the resurrection is also center.
但是，基督的复活也是核心。
These two things.
这两者，死和复活。
Sometimes we think, well, we preach the cross.
有时候我们讲十字架啦。
That's wonderful.
很好，很好。
But did you proclaim the resurrection?
但是你宣告了他的复活了没有？
And you must not only preach the cross, but you must explain it.
你不仅仅要传讲十字架，你更要解释十字架的意义。
It's the same thing with the resurrection.
复活也是如此。
You say Jesus has risen.
你说耶稣复活啦。
But what does it mean?
一复活什么意思？
That too needs to be told.
这也需要解释。
Now let me say this.
我这么讲啊。
The devil has rightly understood something.
魔鬼撒旦呢，他在这方面理解很正确。
That the whole Christian faith stands or falls on the resurrection of Jesus.
魔鬼知道基督教的信仰因着基督的复活或者站立得住或者站立不住。这是关键问题。
Look at 1 Corinthians.
我们看看格林多前书。
Chapter 15.
第十五章。
Verse 14.
第十四节。十五章十四节。
And if Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is vain, your faith also is vain.
若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
Verse 15. Moreover, we are even found to be false witnesses of God.
并且明显我们是为神妄作见证的。
Because we testify against God.
因为我们见证神是叫基督复活了。
That he raised Christ whom he did not raise.
若死人真的不复活，神就没有叫基督复活了。
Now.There's a few things here I want to point out.
这里有几件事我要指出来啊。
We live in a postmodern world.
我们活在一个后现代的时代里。
Where we believe everybody's right.
我们相信每个人都是对的。
Whatever's right for you is right.
你对你来说是对的就是对的，你信什么就什么了。
We know how utterly ridiculous that is.
我们知道这是全然荒唐的很啊，这样的思想。
But it's important to point it out.
所以我们要把它指出来。
Especially with regard to Christianity.
特别是有关基督教。
I tell someone that I'm a Christian.
我告诉人我是基督徒。
And they say, oh, that's good.
他说好，很好，你信耶稣很好。
I say, no.
我说不不不。
It's either good or bad.
或好或坏。
They say, what do you mean?
你什么意思？
Well, I say, are you a Christian?
我说你是基督徒吗？
And they say, no.
不。
And they say, but that's okay. If you want to be a Christian, that's good for you.
我不信耶稣，你要信耶稣，对你来说很好，很好。
No.
不不不。
You see,
你看
Christianity is either right,
基督教或是
or it's wrong,
或非。
If I believe in Christianity,
如果我相信基督教
and it's not right,
如果基督教不对的话，
It's not good for me.
就对我来说就不好了。
I've wasted my entire life.
我一辈子都荒废了。
And if Jesus Christ has not raised from the dead,
如果耶稣基督没有从死里复活，
Christianity is not right.
基督教就不对了。
And like Paul said,
正如保罗说的，
we are men to be pitied.
我们就是可怜人了。
When people tell me, you know, oh, you're a Christian.
当有人说，哦，你是基督徒，
well, that's good for you.
对你来说很好，没错。
I try to point out to them.
我就要向他们指出来。
Listen.
听着。
Don't patronize me.
别叫我觉得感觉很好。
If Jesus has raised from the dead,
如果基督从死里复活了，
I'm a blessed man.
的确，我是一个蒙福的人，很好。
But if he's not,
如果他没复活，
I have literally wasted my life.
我简直就荒废了我的一生。
This is why the resurrection is so important.
所以基督的复活是如此的重要。
Because the validation of the Christian faith hangs upon it.
因为基督教或真或假就在此。
If he is not raised,
如果他没有复活，
we are of all men most to be pitied.
我们就比任何人都值得被同情，都更可怜。
Now, as I said, the devil recognizes that the resurrection is important.
正如刚刚说的，连撒旦都知道基督的复活非常重要。
And he has attacked the resurrection for the last 2,000 years.
随着2000年来，他一直都在攻击基督的复活的历史事实。
Here's some of the things the devil will always attack.
好，撒旦呢总会攻击这几点啊。
He'll attack the word of God.
他会否定神的话语。
Has God really said?
神真的说他复活了吗？
He did that from the beginning.
他从头就这么攻击啊。
And almost all the attacks of Christianity begin with an attack against the Bible.
几乎所有对基督教的攻击都是从攻击圣经、毁谤圣经、否定圣经开始的。
That it is simply not true.
说圣经不是真的，不是神的话。
Another place where the devil will attack.
另外一个他要攻击的焦点是
is the deity of Christ.
是基督的神性。
He's willing to have people worship Jesus.
撒旦愿意让人敬拜耶稣。
As long as they do not worship him as God the Son.
只要他们不把耶稣当作神的儿子来敬拜，就可以敬拜，没问题。
The devil will be happy if we believe anything.
撒旦，我们相信任何东西，撒旦都很高兴。
As long as we do not believe in the deity of Christ.
只要我们不相信基督的神性，他就很高兴。
Another place where he attacks.
好，另外第三个攻击的焦点
is the resurrection.
是基督的复活。
Because if Christ was not raised,
如果基督若没有复活，
Christianity is false.
那基督教就是虚假的。
Another place where he attacks.
另外一个攻击的焦点
has to do with salvation by grace.
就是因恩靠恩典得救。
He always wants to mix in works.
他总是要把人的行为跟神的恩典混淆。加上
and then finally,
最后一点
even though there's more,
虽然还有其他攻击的地方啊
one of the ways he attacks,
另外一个他攻击的方法
is by distracting us,
就是把我们的注意力给分散了
to no longer give the priority to Jesus and his gospel,
让我们所传讲的焦点不再是基督和福音了
to make other things important,
让其他的事情取代了基督
Like the book of Revelation.
譬如啊，启示录啊，什么预言啊等等。
Now that is a book and it is important.
当然启示录很重要啊，是圣经一本书。
But not compared to the knowledge of the gospel.
比起对于福音的认识，那是无法相比。
Now as I said, the resurrection has always been attacked.
啊，我刚刚讲了，基督的复活从头到尾都是被攻击的焦点。
But in the past, it was being attacked from people outside.
但是从前呢，基督复活是基督教外的人在攻击他。
But today, there's something unique happening.
但如今呢，发生了一些非常特别的事。
It's attacked by those inside the church.
基督复活是被那些教内的人攻击。
Even by some who believe it.
甚至那些自称是信的人。
And it's another example of how postmodernism has influenced the church.
这是另外一个例子，后现代如何渗透到教会里面来。
I've heard people who claim to be Christians.
我听过一些人呢，自称是基督徒。
who say that they even believe in the resurrection.
他们说我们相信基督复活啊。
But they don't really consider it an essential aspect of the Christian faith.
但是他们说我不认为这基督复活是我们基督信仰的一个非常重要的不可少的部分。
They'll say, I believe in the resurrection.
我信基督复活，没错。
But if you do not,
如果你不信的话，
that's not really essential.
这对你来说无所谓，这不重要，不是核心。
Let me put it this way.
我那么说啊。
So that everybody will hate me.
所以大家都会恨我啊，我那么讲啊。
If you do not believe in the historical physical resurrection of Jesus,
如果你不相信历史上的基督肉身的复活的话，
you are not a Christian.
你就根本不是基督徒。
Period.
就是如此。
I heard one man say one time,
我有次听到一个人那么说，
We must do a better job at teaching.
我们必须好好的教导啊。
Because 75% of the Christian youth,
因为75%的基督徒的年轻人啊，下一代，
do not believe the resurrection.
他们都不相信耶稣复活是重要的。
And I said, if they do not believe the resurrection is important,
如果他们不认为耶稣复活重要的话，
they are not Christian youth.
他们压根儿就不是基督徒的青年人。
That's like saying I'm a Christian.
正如说我是基督徒，
but I don't believe in Christ.
但是我不相信基督。
You see how postmodernism is just so ridiculous.
你看这个后现代的思想是何等的荒唐啊！
The resurrection is so important.
基督的复活是如此重要。
Now,
到现在啊，
there's another problem.
另外一个问题。
And it has to do with preachers.
这个跟我们传道人有关系。
Who believe the resurrection, they truly believe it.
他们真正相信基督复活了啊。
And they believe it is essential.
他们也相信基督复活是必须的。
But,
但是
they rarely preach it.
他们基本就不讲。
When they witness,
当他们传福音的时候，
when they do gospel preaching,
当他们在布道的时候，
they'll preach about the cross,
他们讲十字架，
they'll preach about sin,
讲罪，
but they rarely preach about the resurrection.
他们很少提到基督复活的问题。
They may mention it,
可能一笔带过提一提，
put it at the end of the sermon just a little bit,
最后的时候就讲到来结尾的时候复活了啊。
But that's all.
那仅此而已。
But what we need to realize is this,
但我们需要知道的是
The resurrection was the primary theme of apostolic preaching.
使徒初期教会传道的主要的主题就是基督的复活。
It was the victory chant of the early church.
这是起初初期教会的凯歌，胜利的凯歌。
I have heard that many church services in the early church began this way.
我听说啊，起初初期教会啊，很多教会一开始是这样开始的。
The pastor would walk in front of the church.
牧师传道人会站在教会面前。
And he would say this.
他会说
，Christ has risen.
基督复活啦。
And the church would say, Christ has risen indeed.
所有弟兄姊妹说，耶稣真是复活啦。
That confession was an important part of the church.
这个宣告是很重要的教会的宣告。
Now.
好。
The debate that rages around Christianity and the gospel.
有关基督教和福音的里头的一个争辩的焦点。
It is not the historicity of the man Jesus.
不是有关耶稣到底他是个历史人物还不是，他是个神话还是历史，这不是焦点。
Anyone who would doubt that a man by the name of Jesus lived 2,000 years ago.Just has no foundation.
任何人要怀疑到底两千年前有没有这么一个历史人物，不是神话的历史人物耶稣基督，他根本就没有根据来怀疑他。
Also, there's little doubt about the historicity of his death.
而且耶稣的死也，他是历史上他死了，这也不成问题啊。
Very few people deny that Jesus died.
很少人会否定耶稣死了的事实。
But the resurrection is where the dispute is found.
但是他们争论的焦点乃是基督是否真的复活了。
Has he truly risen?
他在历史上是不是真的从死里复活？
And that's what we must proclaim.
这是我们必须要传讲的。
Now I want to talk about the resurrection for a moment.
我要讲论耶稣复活这件事啊，现在。
The word comes from a Greek word.
好，复活这个字是从希腊文一个字
，that means to stand up or rise again.
意思是起来或者再一次站起来。
Now in both ancient and modern literature,
不论是过去的古典还是现代的文学，
the word is used to describe
这个希腊文用来是形容
the coming back to life of a living being who had died.
是形容一个已经死了，又本来活着后来死了的人又复活过来。
This is the meaning of the term resurrection.
这就是复活的意思。
But when the word is applied to Jesus, it takes on a unique meaning.
但是当这个字用在耶稣身上的时候呢，有一个特别的意思。
Now, listen to this statement.
请听这句话啊。
It is absolutely essential.
这是完全绝对必要的。
That we recognize that Christ's resurrection was unique.
我们要认识到基督的复活是与众不同的。
It was not merely a revivification.
这不仅仅是一个复苏啊，就是昏倒了又苏醒过来。
The son of the widow of Zarephath.
你记得那城里头的寡妇的儿子什么城
？And the Shunammite son.
还有那个寡妇。Elijah raised.
Elijah and Elisha.
以利亚
two different people.
哦，这两个人，这两个以利亚跟以利沙两个先知，叫这两个妇人的儿子复活了。
They were raised from the dead.
他们两个是从死里复活，这两个儿子。
Through the prophet Elijah.
借着以利亚。
And again through the prophet Elisha.
跟以利沙，啊，两个先知。
Right. But when they were raised again.
当这两个孩子复活了之后。
They were raised in corruptible bodies.
他们复活以后，他们的身体是还是在那个肉体，就是必须朽坏的、必死的身体里。
They would die again.
他们还会再死，对不对？
You see that?
看到没有？
Now Lazarus was raised from the dead.
拉撒路也从死里复活，对不对？
Lazarus died again.
但是拉撒路又死了。
Do you see that?
你看到吗？
It's very, very important.
所以这里很重要啊。
Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead.
是耶稣叫拉撒路从死里复活，没错。
Jairus's daughter.
还有那个耶鲁的女儿也复活了。
A young boy he raised from the dead.
还有一个青年人，也是寡妇的儿子，也死里复活了。是。
Peter prayed over Tabitha, and she was raised from the dead.
还有彼得为那个妇人祷告，他也从死里复活了。
And Eutychus.
Eutychus.
Who fell from the window? He was raised from the dead.
还有那个少年人，他从楼上崩掉下来，保罗使他从死里复活了，没错。
I have written here.
这里我写的啊。
These people would once again die.
这些所有死里复活人还会再死。
And they would once again be subject to the dishonor of the grave.
他们仍然会进到那个羞辱的坟墓当中去。
But Christ was raised again.
但是基督的死里复活。
Never to die again.
他就永远不再死了。
On the Isle of Patmos.
在拔摩岛上。
Jesus said this to John.
耶稣对约翰说。
I am.
我是。
I am the living one.
我是那活着的。
And I was dead.
我死了。
And behold, I live forever.More.
看啊，我永远活着。
Now let's look in Romans chapter 6.
我们看罗马书第六章啊。
Verse 9 and 10.
九到十节。
Knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again.Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God.
第九节，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。他死是向罪死，只有一次；他活着是向神活着。
So all the people in the Bible who were raised from the dead.
所以圣经的凡是从死里复活的人
，would die again.
都永远都会还会再死。
Christ was raised from the dead.
唯独基督从死里复活了。
To never die again.
就不再死。
And having been raised.
他既然从死里复活。
He ascended into heaven.
他就升上天上。
And was glorified.
他得到荣耀了。
That is a great difference between the two different types of resurrection.
这就是基督复活跟其他复活的不同之处，与众不同之处。
Now I want to point out something else that demonstrates the uniqueness of Christ's resurrection.
我们再来看看基督复活跟其他的有什么独特之处呢？
All the people who were raised from the dead,
其他从死里复活的人，
were not raised on their own authority,
都不是凭着自己的权柄复活的。
But Christ was.
但是唯有基督是自己的权柄。
Now, the scriptures teach,
圣经教导，
that the resurrection was the work of the Father,
是复活是神的工作。
It was the work of the Holy Spirit,
也是圣灵的大能。
But it is also attributed to Christ himself.
同时也是基督自己的工作。
Remember when the Pharisees asked Jesus for a sign?
你记得吗？法利赛人要求耶稣显一个奇迹给他们看。
That he had cleansed the temple.
耶稣已经清理洁净了圣殿。
They were very angry and demanded a sign.
这法利赛人就很生气，他说：“
显
一个神迹给我看看，
Jesus gave them.
你有什么权柄做？”
He said, "Destroy this temple."
耶稣把这个殿。
And in 3 days, I will raise it up.
3天之内，我会叫它从再一次建立起来。
Jesus also said this.
耶稣继续这么说。
In John 10:17-18.
约翰福音10:17-18节。
I lay down my life.
是我把自己命舍了。
So that I may take it up again.
我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。
And then he said, I have authority to lay it down.
他说，我有权柄把它舍了。
And I have authority to take it up again.
我有权柄把它取回来。
This is an amazing statement.
你看，这是很令人惊讶的话。
No one has authority to lay their life down.
没有人有权柄把自己的生命舍了。
But Jesus has authority.
耶稣有权柄。
No one has authority to rise from the dead by their own power.
也没有人有权柄叫自己从死里复活。
Jesus has that authority.
唯独基督有这权柄。
It's amazing when we look at the cross.
这叫人惊讶，当我们看到十字架。
It was uniquely the work of the Son.
这是神的神儿子的工作。
But not to the exclusion of the Father or the Spirit.
但是也不排除，这也是父与圣灵的工作，圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The resurrection was uniquely the work of the Son.
是基督的复活，也是特别是神、圣子的工作。
But not to the exclusion of the Father and the Spirit.
但也不排除圣父与圣灵的工作。
All three persons of the Trinity.
三位一体，这三位。
We're working for our salvation.
圣父、圣子、圣灵都为我们的救恩效力。
In every case, this is true.
在每一个情况下都是如此。
That's why we have a Trinitarian faith.
所以我们相信三位一体的上帝。
The Father sent His Son.
父差遣子。
The Son walked on this earth as a man.
子在世上道成肉身，像一个是。取了人的形象。
He did miracles in the power of the Holy Spirit.
他靠着圣灵的大能行了神迹奇事。
And according to the will of the Father.
而且是按着父的旨意。
The Father raised the Son.
是父叫子复活。
The Spirit raised the Son.
圣灵也叫子复活。
The Son raised the Son.
圣子也使自己从死里复活。
Even now.
甚至现在。
We say that the Father and the Son dwell in us.
我们说父与子住在我们里面。
But the Father and the Son are seated in heaven.
但父与子现在也坐在天上啊。
But they dwell in us.
他们也住在我们里面。
Through the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵。
Now, I want to talk about two of the implications of the resurrection.
我现在要讲到复活所代表的含义。
The first one, let's go to Romans chapter 1.
好，第一个是罗马书第一章，复活的含义。
It says in verse 4,
第四节，
Who was declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead.
按圣餐灵说，他从死里复活，以大能显明是神的儿子。
Now, I've written here,
好，我这里写的。
The empty tomb was and remains until this day.
空坟墓啊，一直空到今天。
a sign to the world of Jesus' divine sonship.
是耶稣是神的儿子的记号和证明。
Now, there's something very important that we need to see.
这里我们要看到很重要的一件事啊。
This does not say
这里没有说
that he became the Son of God through the resurrection.
他没有借着从死里复活成为神的儿子。
But it says he was publicly declared to be the Son of God.
这里来说，从死里复活以大能显明是神的儿子，宣告是。
It was God saying to the world.
这是神告诉全世界，借他复活。
This Jesus of Nazareth is exactly who he said he was.
这拿撒勒人耶稣就是他自己所说的那一位。
Now again.
好，再一次。
The Jews asked Jesus.
犹太人问耶稣。
What sign do you give us?
你显什么神迹让我们看看
You cleanse the temple.
你洁净圣殿
Now we know from the Old Testament prophecies that that would be a work of the Messiah.
我们知道根据旧约的预言这是弥赛亚就是基督的工作
Malachi says
马拉基先知说
He would be like a refiner's fire.
他会像一个洁净者的火
He would be like a fuller's soap.
他会像一个那个肥皂洁净的洁
He would cleanse God's people.
他会洁净神的百姓。
He would cleanse their service to God.
他会洁净他们的工作。
They knew that the Messiah, the Son of God, had the right to cleanse the temple.
他们知道神的儿子弥赛亚基督有权柄洁净圣殿。
So they were saying, "Where's the proof that you're this person?"
所以他们说，哎，你有什么证明来证明你就是旧约预言的那一位？
He said, "Destroy this temple."
他说。你把这个圣殿毁了
And I will raise it.
我会再次建立起来
Now there's another very very important passage
还有一段很重要的经文
In Matthew 12 Let's go there
在马太第十二章我们翻过去看看
Verse 39 and 40
39到40节
Now, well, let's look in 38.
我看先看三八节。
Then some of the scribes and Pharisees said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you."
当时有几个文士法利赛人对耶稣说：“夫子，我们愿意你显个神迹给我们看。”
But he answered and said to them, "An evil and adulterous generation craves for a sign, and yet no sign will be given to it but the sign of Jonah the prophet."
耶稣回答说：“一个邪恶淫乱的时代求看神迹，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，再没有神迹给他们看。”
And then in verse 40 he says this.
四十节他说
"For just as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the sea monster, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth."
约拿三日三夜在大鱼肚腹中，人子也要这样三日三夜在地里头。
Again, he is saying that the resurrection is proof of his sonship.
再一次，耶稣在这儿说，他的复活证明了他是神的儿子，显明他是神的儿子。
Now, we've brought up Jonah here.
好，我们这里要提到了约拿。
This is very important.
这里很重要。
Now, Jonah gets on a ship.
约拿上了船。
To go across the sea.
要漂洋过海。
And what happens?
发生什么事？
A great storm.
起了风暴。
Now, does that sound familiar?
这个有没有叫你联想到什么？
Jesus got in a boat with his disciples.
耶稣跟他的门徒进到船里。
To go across the sea.
也要过海。
And what happened?
发生什么？
There was a great storm.
风暴吹起。
Now, in Jonah's case.
在约拿的情况。
Why did the storm come up?
为什么会起风暴？
Jonah was a sinner.
约拿是个罪人。
He was against God.
他不顺服神。
He was in disobedience.
他要跑掉。
Now, when that storm broke out,
当那个风暴刮起的时候
with Jesus and his disciples,
耶稣在船里头跟着他的门徒一块儿
there's a good chance that some of them might have been thinking, is this because of his disobedience?
他们这些门徒啊，其中有人会认为，是不是因着这个耶稣不顺服神，所以起风暴？哎呦！
When the storm broke out,
啊，当风暴刮起来的时候
Jonah was asleep in the boat.
约拿在船里睡觉，对不对？
Where was Jesus?
耶稣在干嘛?
Asleep in the boat.
也在睡。
They might have been thinking.
他们也许在想啊。
Is this another Jonah?
哦，这是另外一个约拿吗？
But then what happens?
结果发生什么事？
They wake up Jonah.
他们把约拿弄醒。
And they say, "We're perishing."
我们要灭亡了，怎么办？
Jonah says it's because of man.
约拿说是我的错。
And what does Jonah say?
约拿怎么说？
Throw me in the sea.
把我丢到海里。
And you'll be saved.
你们就可以得救了。
It's my sin.
是我的罪牵连连累你们。
They wake up Jesus.
他们把耶稣叫醒了。
Do they think that maybe he has to jump into the sea?
他们是不是想这个耶稣也得跳到海里去？
Jesus stands up.
耶稣站起来。
He commands the sea.
他斥责风浪。
And it's calm.
就风平浪静。
All their doubting is ceased.
他们一切的怀疑都止息了。
Who is this man?
到底他是谁呀？
But there's more.
但是还有。
Because of sin,
因着犯罪，
the men who were with Jonah were in great danger.
这些跟约拿在一块的人都受牵连，他们都危险万分。
The sea was raging.
风起了，好大的风
浪。Going to kill them all.
要把他们全部都吞没。
Jonah said, "Throw me in."
约拿说，把我丢进海里吧。
And the sea will be calm.
海就会平静。
The men in the boat with Jesus,
那些与耶稣一起的门徒，
they were sinners.
他们是罪人。
The storms of God's wrath was raging around them.
在他们周围，神的愤怒的波浪在他们周围澎湃汹涌。
In order for them to be saved,
这些人要得救，
Jesus had to be thrown in.
耶稣必须也被丢进海里。
Into the sea of God's wrath.
进入神愤怒的海中，
Not for his sin,
不是为他自己的罪，
but for the sin of others.
乃是为别人的罪。
And when he suffered God's wrath,
当基督受了神的愤怒的受了痛苦，
then the sea of God's wrath was calm against us.
那么神的愤怒的风浪本来要卷袭我们的就平静了。
But the question remains,
那问题还在那儿。
Would he come out?
他会从那愤怒的海中出来吗？
We've been given the answer.
我这里已经有了答案。
He came out.
他复活了。
For he is one who is greater than Jonah.
因为他比约拿更大。
Isn't it amazing?
这叫人惊讶，奇异恩典。
You look in the Old Testament.
你看看旧约圣经。
You see these pictures of Christ.
你看到基督的影子。
But Christ is greater than all of them.
基督比他们都大。
Okay, so the resurrection proves that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以基督的复活显明了他是神的儿子，证明他的神性。
Now another thing that it proves.
好，另外一件事情，复活证明的是。
Is that justice has been satisfied.
就是神的公义得到了满足。
Look in Romans chapter 4.
看看罗马书第四章。
Verse 25.
二十五节。
He who was delivered over because of our transgressions and was raised because of our justification.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
Now Jonah was delivered over because of his own sin.
好，约拿呢被交付是因着他自己犯罪啊。
But Christ was delivered over for ours.
但是基督是为我们被交给人。
And he was raised because of our justification.
他的复活是为叫我们称义。
Now,
好。
The word because here,
这里因为啊，
comes from the Greek preposition dia.
是从一个希腊字来的。
And,
是为我们这个位置。
And the entire meaning of the passage depends upon this preposition.
这整段经文呢，都靠这个介系词为我们，为叫我们这个位置。
In the most accurate translations, it's translated because.
如果是最正确的翻译，应该翻译作因为。
The meaning is this.
意思是
Christ was handed over to death because he bore our transgression.
Okay, 基督被交给人是因为我们的过犯，为我们的缘故。
And God raised Christ from the dead.
神叫基督从死里复活。
Because he accepted his death as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
因为神接纳了基督为我们死来还清罪债。
There's a really good Bible teacher by the name of Thomas Schreiner.
有一个很好的圣经教师叫这个名字。
And he says this.
他说
To say that Jesus was raised.
说耶稣被复活了，复活了。
Because of our transgressions.
是
or, No, I'm sorry. Let's say that again.
Okay, 我再说一次。
To say that Jesus was raised because of our justification.
是复活是为叫我们称义啊，说这个话。
Is to say that his resurrection confirms.
意思是说他的复活证明了或是肯定了。
That our justification has been secured.
我们的称义是稳固的，是有根据的。
The resurrection of Christ
基督的复活
is the evidence
证明了
that his work on our behalf has been completed.
他为我们所成了的救赎已经成了，证明了。
Now, here's what we must see.
这是我们要看见的。
He was raised because of our justification.
他复活是为要叫我们称义。
That does not mean that the moment he was raised, we were saved.
这意思不是说啊，他复活的那一刻我们就得救了，不是。
Because in order for each of us to have been saved,
因为我们每一个个人要得救的话，
we must repent of our sins and believe the gospel.
我们必须个别从最终悔改，然后相信福音才能得救。
But our repentance and faith leads to salvation.
但是我们的悔改和相信导致我们得救。
Because Christ's death was accepted by God.
因为基督的死被父悦纳了。
And we know that it was accepted.
我们知道父悦纳他的死的献祭赎罪。
Because God raised him from the dead.
因为神叫基督从死里复活了，作为证据。
These are two, at least two, of the great implications of Christ's resurrection.
这是两个。耶稣复活的至少两个的含义啊，两个含义。
Now, let me just read something here.
我再看读一些我的稿子。
Before the crucifixion of Christ,
在基督钉死在十字架之前，
the disciples had hoped that he would be the one who redeemed Israel.
门徒们都盼望基督是以色列人的救主啊。
But all their hopes were crushed.
但是他们的盼望破灭了。
When death seemed to have the final word,
当死亡似乎把这一切都灭掉了，使他们绝望了。
How could Jesus fulfill the promises of God if he was dead?
如果基督耶稣死了，他怎么能够成全神的应许呢？
They had lost all hope.
他们所有的盼望都破灭了。
But here's a good question.
这里是个好问题啊。
How could Isaac be the promised seed?
好，以撒怎么能够成为神所应许的那个子孙？
If he was supposed to die at his with his father's hand.
如果他在他的父亲亚伯拉罕手下死了的话，他怎么成为那应许的子孙呢？
How could all of the promises made to Joseph come true?
神给约瑟的应许怎么能够成就呢？
If he was as good as dead in an Egyptian prison,
如果他在以色他在埃及的监狱里头已经好像死了的一样，他怎么能够神的应许怎么应验呢？
In just a few moments, Joseph was brought out of the prison and presented before Pharaoh.
过了没多久，约瑟就从监狱里头出来，就来到法老王的面前。
And made the leader of Egypt by the power of God.
靠着神的大能，成为以色列的宰相。
Abraham believed that God was able to raise Isaac from the dead.
亚伯拉罕相信神能够叫以撒从死里复活。
And God did raise Jesus from the dead.
神也的确叫基督从死里复活了。
He is risen.
他复活了。
And because of that, we have hope.
因此我们有盼望。
Now tomorrow,
好，明天
we're going to continue studying the resurrection.
我们要继续查考复活的道理。
But we're going to look at how do we know he's been raised?
但我们要看看我们怎么知道他的确复活。
Now a lot of people will give a lot of historical evidences.
很多人会给我们一些很多历史上的证据啊。
And those are good.
这些都很好，没有错。
But here's something very important.
这里有一件很重要的事。
If I go to a group of believers in China,
如果我到中国的一群信徒当中
，Let's say they're in prison.
比如说他们在坐牢啊。
And are somewhere in the world.
或者在世界任何一个角落。
Maybe Iran.
伊朗。
These believers are in prison.
这些信徒为主坐牢。
And they're in prison because they believe in Jesus Christ.
因为他们相信基督，就坐牢了。
And they believe that he is resurrected from the dead.
他们相信基督从死里复活了，就受苦了。
Most of them are uneducated.
大多数人都没有什么文化啊，没有受过教育。
At least they've never had any theological training.
至少他们没有受过神学的教导训练。
If I ask them,
如果问他们啊。
Could you give me 10 historical legal evidences for the resurrection?
你们可不可以给我十个根据在法庭上可以做证明的证据，历史的证据来证明他复活了？
They will say no.
他们可能会摇头说不，提不出来。
Well, then how do you know he's raised from the dead?
那你们怎么知道基督从死里复活了？
If you can't give me any proof.
如果你没有给我证明，怎么知道呢？
You know how they know?
你知道他们怎么知道？
Because when the gospel was preached to them,
因为当福音传给他们的时候
，the Holy Spirit
圣灵
bore witness
在他们心中印证
，the Holy Spirit taught them
圣灵教他们的
，the Holy Spirit showed them
圣灵显明了
that Christ had risen
基督复活了。
This is a very important truth.
这是一个很重要的真理。
Most people that have died for Christ
大多数为主耶稣殉道的人。
Couldn't give you any historical legal reasons why they believed in the resurrection.
不能给你任何历史性的或者法律性的证明来证明证据来证明基督复活了。
But they knew it was true.
但他们知道是真的。
Because the Spirit of God had illuminated their minds and their hearts.
因为神的灵光照了他们的心和他们的理性。
I want you to always keep this in mind.
我要你总是记得这件事。
That even though we need to teach people,
尽管我们需要教导人
maybe all the evidences why we know Jesus has resurrected,
也许很多的证据啊，我们怎么知道基督复活了？历史上的、法律上的
it really comes down to a work of the Spirit.
但最终必须要圣灵动工
in their hearts,
在他们心中印证
It doesn't matter how much you know.
不管你知道多少
It doesn't matter how well you preach.
不管你讲道讲多么好听。
Only the Spirit of God gives life.
唯有圣灵能够赐生命。
Only the Spirit of God can teach men.
只有圣灵能够教导人。
And make them believe that it is true.
让他们信服这是真理。
All right, let's pray. That, you know what that means?
知道那什么意思吗？
We are so dependent, aren't we?
我们全然依靠他的灵。
Not on our eloquence.
不是我们的口才。
But on the work of the Holy Spirit.
那是圣灵的大能和工作。
Let's pray.
祷告。
Oh Father, I pray that you would use these truths.
哦父，求你使用这真理。
To bless your people.
来祝福你的百姓。
To strengthen them.
坚固他们。
I pray for my brother and sister.
我为我的弟兄姊妹祷告。
When they go back to China.
当他们回到中国。
They will be even, more adequate servants of Christ.
他们会成为基督更有充分装备的仆人。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
阿们。
Please visit our website at heartcrymissionary.com. There you will find information about the ministry, our purpose, beliefs and methodologies, and extensive information about the missionaries we are privileged to serve.